Throughout Sukkos, whenever we bench towards the end, we include a request, Harachamanu Yakim Lanu Sukkas David Hanofelis. We ask Hashem to reestablish the fallen Davidic dynasty compared to a fallen Sukkah, Sukkas David Hanofelis. This surprising and somewhat peculiar, or at least curious, image comes actually from a pasuk in the Navi Amos in Perek Tes, which specifically says, "Biyamahu akim es sukas David hanofelas." Hashem says, "One day there will be a great reestablishment, a reawakening, and the Geula will come, and I will reestablish the fallen Davidic dynasty, which is compared to a sukas hanofelas, a fallen sukkah." But that doesn't really answer, so to speak, the question as much as it begs the question, which is, why should the Jewish people, as personified by Malchus Beis David, why should they be referred to as a fallen sukkah, a sukkas David hanofelis? Why a sukkas nofelis? What about this image? It makes it particularly appropriate for the Davidic dynasty or the Jewish people that Malchus Beis David is supposed to personify. So the Maharal, and a very beautiful idea in Netzach Yisrael and Perek Lamed Hei, offers the following very fascinating explanation. He says that the reason that the Davidic dynasty is referred to as a sukkah, even though usually we refer to it as a bayis, the house of, and the truth is we do say in other contexts, Malchus Beis David, but in general we refer to monarchy as a bayis, is because a bayis is something that's powerful and is permanent and has real stability. And so to a royal dynasty is strength, permanence, and that's why it would be a bayis. However, points out the Maharal, for all the strength of a house, and obviously a sukkah is very different, it's flimsy, can fall very easily, the house is the classic diras keva, permanent structure, a sukkah is the classic diras arai, a temporary structure, and yet, points out the Maharal, the very strength of a house, in a certain sense, is also its weakness, which is to say, explains the Maharal, if the house were to fall down, either deliberately it's knocked down, or it happens because of an accident, a fire, lightning strike, a tornado, anything like that. When you rebuild the house, says the Maharal, the new house is just that, is a completely new house. It doesn't matter if it's on exactly the same ground, exactly the same specs, and even if it's the same owner. When you look at that person, and the person looks at it himself and says, I have a new house. It's not the old house. The old house is done and gone once it is destroyed, once it falls down. However, says the Maharal, when it comes to the sukkah, a sukkah is completely different. Dafka, because the sukkah has a temporary nature, even when it's taken down, whether it got blown down or you took it down at the end of the chag, whenever a sukkah is down, it still has the status of the sukkah because it was made to be taken down and made to be rebuilt. When you put that sukkah away, wherever you store your sukkah, if you see it at some point in the middle of the winter or some other time, in such a case, you wouldn't say, oh, there's my poles and canvas walls. You would say, no, there's my sukkah. What do you mean it's your sukkah? Your sukkah is, it's not standing, it's just a pile of metal and canvas. And the answer is no. Even when it's down, even when it's not assembled, it still has the status of the sukkah. That's still how we relate to it. Says the Maharal, that's actually quite profound. That's not just a curious or a casual association or just a saying, but in fact, it's profoundly true, says the Maharal. The sukkah, even when it's not assembled, still has the status of a sukkah because it was made to be built, taken apart, and reassembled. And because of that, it retains its status even when it's not fully standing, as opposed to a house, which of course is stronger, but when it's down, it's out. The sukkah, however, is not that way. Says the Maharal, this is what the Davidic dynasty is supposed to represent, and this symbolizes the Jewish people at their best. Yes, it's true, the nature of the Jewish people, the nature of Malchus David, is that there will come time when we fall. There will come a time when their monarchy ends, and there will be times of gullus, there will be times of desolation. However, what typifies the Jewish people and what typifies our Malchus is that even though we can sometimes get knocked down, we always get back up. We are not perhaps as stable as or as consistent as we would like, that's true. And we can get knocked down. We are not impervious to the elements, spiritual or otherwise. But nevertheless, even though there's a certain fragility to us, that fragility also brings with it a certain resiliency, that even when we get knocked down, we get back up. And even when we are down temporarily, we are still the Jewish people. We are still Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, and We are always that same ideal people and nation and monarchy, even when we are down, because we are like a sukkah. And even when the sukkah is nofeles, we want to rebuild it. But even when it's not yet rebuilt, it's nofeles, we still have that status, we still have that stature. Rav Yehuda Amital, the legendary founder and Rosh Yeshiva of the Gush of Yeshivat Har Etzion, about 20 years ago in a sicha, discussed this Maharal, and he connected it to a Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Nitzavim, where the Parsha opens with the famous words, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem. Why does the Torah emphasize that the people were standing at this moment? And the Medrash here specifically contrasts the Jewish people with the evil people of the other nations. And that is that when they are evil and get punished, when they get knocked down, they are truly out. However, when it comes to the Jewish people, Yisrael, Noflin Va'omdim, even when we fall, we get back up. After all, as the Pasuk says in Micha, Ki Nifalti Kamti, our enemies are told, don't get too happy when you see us down, because we're always going to get back up. Ki Nifalti Kamti. And therefore, the Medrash concludes and reiterates the point again in a very beautiful formulation. Kach Yisrael, Kol Zman Sha Yisurin Bon Alein, even when we have challenges and trials and tribulations, Hayisurin Kolin. But nevertheless, eventually those will pass. The Haim B'mekomam Omdim. We will get right back up exactly where we were, exactly where we left off. We are still the same Jewish people. It is in our nature to get knocked down, but more importantly, we have that resilience. It's in our nature to get back up. And this is a lesson, I think, not only for the nation, for us to appreciate Am Yisrael. It's a very beautiful image of the sukkah, but it's also great spiritual advice for every one of us individually. That part of our spiritual toolkit, we can't just always be a bias. We always have to incorporate as part of our spiritual personality that element of the sukkah. We have to realize that we are the same person even when we get knocked down, even when we fall, even when we make mistakes. All of us are like a sukkah. We were made to be standing, but it's part of the human condition that we're also made to fail. We will fall. As long as we view ourselves as a sukkah, and we view ourselves as the same person even when we're down, because we know it's only temporary, we're going to get back up, we can live a spiritually healthy and productive life. That is what the Jewish people personifies, that's what Malchus Beis David personifies, and if that's true on the national level, it's also great advice and perfect mussar for all of us on an individual level as well.